think the beauty about our community in the Blue Valley School District is that we can all work together.
You're really always just looking forward to just go back to school.
Just to see the pride that people have in Blue Valley School District year after year is so much fun to watch.
You can't find this anywhere else. I am so thankful we live where we live and can have our children in the Blue Valley school systems.
Hello, Blue Valley community. This is Tanya Merrigan, the proud superintendent of the Blue Valley School District, with another edition of our district podcast, Unmuted. I have today a topic near and dear to my heart because I think it's something that Blue Valley really prides itself on, which is taking care of the mental health of our students and our staff. And so here today with me are three mental health experts in the field, some internal, some external, but all people who work with the Blue Valley School District. So I'm going to ask each one of them to introduce themselves and tell us a little bit about what they do. So Karen, I'm going to start with you.
My name is Karen Mulligan. I am a clinical social worker and I'm with Children's Mercy. We have a team of 30 social workers placed in the district and we support students and staff and families.
And how long have we had this partnership with Children's Mercy now?
We are going on our eighth year.
That's what I thought. I knew it was seven or eight. So welcome. We're very happy to have that partnership. What about you, Mindy?
My name is Mindy Wells, and I'm the District Coordinator of Student Support Services. And what that means is I get to work with all of our school counselors within the district. And I also help families and students that are served by homebound services or foster care. I work with the district crisis response team and really some other duties that just fall under that student services umbrella.
Awesome. Welcome, Mindy. And Tim, what about you?
So my name's Tim DeWeese. I'm the director of Johnson County Mental Health Center, and we are the Johnson County Community's Mental Health Center, and we work with the school district in a number of ways, but just look to support both the students and the faculty, as well as our community as a whole.
Yeah, welcome. We're happy to have you here, all three of you. So let's start, first of all, Mindy, I'm going to start with you. And talk to us a little bit about what counselors do on a regular basis in our schools.
So our K-12 counseling teams are there to serve all students, and we work in both prevention and response. We really strive to spend about 80% of our time in direct student services, working directly with students. That might be in classroom lessons, doing some lessons related to, you know, positive mental health and social skills and things like that, but also work with students in small groups or individual counseling. And then we provide responsive services depending on the needs of the students at the particular day and time.
And Karen, what's different about what a social worker does? When we added social workers into our system, I think people were really used to having school counselors. But what does a social worker do on kind of a daily basis?
Counselors and social workers are both very competent mental health professionals. In Blue Valley, what we try to do is focus a little bit more on our kids who have more long-term mental health issues or who are in a crisis situation and need some more intensive support. The counselors focus on every student. We can work with any student, but we are able to provide a little bit more intensive services. And we also work really hard to partner with families and connect families with our community services. That process can be really challenging. And so we try to direct and support families in accessing the resources in the community.
Yeah. So, you know, my background is 25 years ago, I started in the district as a high school counselor at Blue Valley High School, and we did not have all of these community connections. So, you know, a game changer for us 8 years ago was to have the partnership with Children's Mercy and to utilize social workers in our schools. But another really key partnership for us, I believe, is the mental health services that Johnson County provides. So Tim, do you want to talk to us a little bit about sometimes families, whether it's the adults in the family or the children in the family, need services outside of the school more than what a school counselor or a school social worker can do?
Yeah, and so that's really the focus of the Community Mental Health Center is for us to definitely work with people that maybe have a more serious mental illness, whether that be a child with serious emotional disturbance or an adult with a serious mental illness. The bottom line is that we want to help families, and so it's an an option for us to work both with the counselors as well as the school social workers, Children's Mercy, and really it's a community effort to provide the services that each family needs, and they're unique to each family. So I think that's the beauty about the partnership, is that there is a lot of work that needs to happen in our community, and through partnerships, I think we're able to meet the needs in the best ways possible.
So Mindy talked a little bit ago about doing both preventative and reactive. And so preventative is always so important. I think that's the day-to-day things that we do with our students, helping them. But recently we've had some reactive things. So not very long ago we had the Chiefs Parade and school was out, but then we came back the next day and we had many students and staff members, quite honestly, parents who had been at the parade or who just watched it on TV. What kind of things did we do, or what do we do after a crisis like that?
So in that particular event, our team, including Dr. Schmidt, met to collaborate on what kind of resources that we could provide our staff and parents that might have been affected by those traumatic events of that day. We also are available to help with any team that might need extra support during that day, although I believe that our teams were able to manage those circumstances in their building. But I think just being able to provide resources, being able to provide support, and then if there are greater needs, and we assess those and provide what they need.
Anything to add to that, Karen?
Just that, yeah, I think every building really just embraced the students and, you know, process. Trauma is such a self-defined concept, just in terms of, you know, two people can be standing next to each other experiencing the same thing, and one person is deeply affected and the other one can take it in stride. And so the connection that our teachers and staff have with our kiddos helped us to be able to identify those kids who are having challenges and then outreach and support to help them use their coping skills and move through it with minimal damage.
Yeah. So Tim, what about within the community when we have events like that? You know, we have community tragedies all the time that happen, and sometimes I think it just triggers you just reading about it or watching it on the news.
I think that's right. I think, as was stated before, is we all experience that differently. So whether you're there, or whether it's secondary trauma from watching it on the TV, or actually even helping support someone that experienced it, we all experience those things differently. And I think the most important thing, whether you're at school or within the community, is that we openly talk about it. I think that if we don't talk about it, if we don't talk about the issues and talk about the impacts that it has on us, then as a community, we basically hide. And I think it makes it more scary. Mm-hmm. So I think the mere fact that you all came together and had conversations about what needed to happen both for staff and for students, that was the perfect first step from a school district's perspective. From a community perspective, you know, all too often I see people that aren't willing to necessarily talk about it. And I think that's when we begin to see the longer term impacts of that trauma take effect both on individuals as well as their families.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that Blue Valley has really taken a measured approach on over the last probably 10 plus years is around mental health resources for our students and our community, but really focusing in on suicide prevention. And so, Tim, I can't have you here without asking you about the collaboration that our Johnson County Public Schools have done and around the work that you all are continuing to do with Zero Reasons Why. Can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Absolutely. It's one of, I think it'll probably be one of the things that I'm most proud of in my career. It's one of the things that I'm most proud of right now. And fortunately, you know, all school districts were involved in bringing that, but it really started here at the Blue Valley School District and the leadership within the district. And so I think it's really provided an opportunity. So now that we've had that opportunity, you know, we have seen a decrease in the number of youth suicides within our community. Unfortunately, we're continuing to struggle with deaths by suicide among the general population, but particularly with young people. I think we've had young people talk about it, and I think the unique thing about Zero Reasons Why is that it's youth-led. It's led by the students themselves, and their focus has kind of driven all of this. And so I think that's what's unique about it. I also think that's what has been the most powerful piece of that is that it's been youth-led. And not only is it youth-led, but it's led from year to year to year and passed on from class to class to class. And that's pretty amazing to be able to see that sustainability over a number of years, a number of classes. And now we're beginning to see some of the first students that I worked with in Zero Reasons Why actually become employees of the Mental Health Center. So that's pretty cool.
That's very cool. And the other thing that I've noticed is that this started as a high school initiative, and they're now reaching down and wanting to work with middle school kids.
I think that was one of the things that we heard early on from the students is that middle school was the toughest for that's typically what we hear. And so that one of their key goals was to really help support younger students and be able to send the message that it's okay not to be okay, and that it's okay to have conversations about mental health. That is not a sign of weakness, but that actually it's a sign of strength, and it actually helps you build resilience, because we're all going to face difficult times in our lives. But the earlier we can develop those coping strategies, the earlier we can develop those mechanisms that we can regulate our emotions, then we're going to be better off. And I think that's what the first group of high school students were really saying. We need to start this earlier. And thankfully, I think we see that not only in the partnerships that we've talked about already today, but in each school district across Johnson County.
So, Mindy, back to the preventive and reactive, you know, unfortunately, we've had to do some reactive supports for students when we've had a youth suicide. But we've really tried to focus, and our counselors and social workers have led this charge over some preventative strategies and some evidence-based work. And so you want to talk to us a little bit about some of the programs that we have going on in our schools?
Absolutely. All of our counselors, K through 12, do suicide prevention lessons for every level of students. And that's part of the Jason Flatt Act that was implemented many years ago. And I think they found success with that. Again, I think what you said, Tim, is it normalizes talking about feelings of, you know, disappointment or despair or anger or hopelessness, and knowing how to get help when you're having those feelings, because all humans experience those things. In addition to that, the Sources of Strength program has been wonderful for our students and communities. It really focuses on those strengths wheel to teach students those coping skills and things that they have within themselves, and also supports within their family and community that they can rely on when they reach those hurdles or obstacles in their lives. And then the Give Me 20 program has been really popular with our students. We've had great feedback from students that have completed that program about just really learning some of the skills that they need to access when seeking help for challenges that they face.
I just had a parent ask me in the community the other day when their student was going to get to do the Give Me 20, because they had heard so many positive things. So, yeah, shout out to our schools for that work. So, Karen, if we have a family member, a parent of a Blue Valley student listening right now, and they're concerned about their child or their family, and they need some supports from a social worker, how would they go about doing that?
Each building has a solid mental health team, and the social worker is a part of that team. Families should be very comfortable reaching out. You know, just the main number for the school, and letting them know they want to talk to a member of the mental health team. And our social workers are available to help. You know, the first thing we want to do is partner with parents and get an understanding of what's going on, bringing together and really trying to be a voice for bringing together school, family, and student, so we can get everybody on the same page working together. But, you know, on the district website through the student health and well-being page, there's a link to the phone numbers for all the social workers in the buildings. Or just calling a building and asking to speak to the social worker. We'll return your call. And, you know, our goal is to get people to the right place. That's what my team is. I'm really proud of the work, and I think that they do an excellent job of supporting families and getting what they need.
Yeah. And so, Mindy, we talked about a mental health team. So that includes social workers, it includes counselors, includes school psychologists in every building. Mm-hmm. Is there anything additional you would like to say about what do they need to worry about, whether they should call the counselor or the school psychologist or the social worker?
They really don't. Our teams communicate and collaborate all the time based on student needs, and really depending on what those needs are, maybe who's servicing those needs within the building, we really work together as a team. And so, as Karen said, it is really our goal to understand the challenge that the student and the family are facing and how we can support them, not only at school, but are there community resources that we can partner with to kind of point them to.
Yeah. And so, Tim, if somebody is listening to this from our community, whether a parent or just a community member, and they need some resources, what would you suggest?
So the easiest thing is to call our Johnson County Crisis Line, and that's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. The number is 913-268-0156. But the easiest way to do that within Johnson County is to simply call 988. 988 is answered by our call center that here is in Johnson County. So if you call 988 and you're calling from a 913 area code, you will get Johnson County Mental Health Center. I think the other thing is you can also text 988, and you can also live chat by going to 988lifeline.org/chat.
Awesome. Great resource that we have available in our community. Well, I hope what you heard today is that really mental health is a key priority of the Blue Valley School District. We have resources available. We want to partner with our families. We want to partner with our community resources. We're so blessed to have partners like Children's Mercy, like the Johnson County Mental Health Center, and we're lucky to provide those services to our students. So I want to thank my three guests, Karen, Mindy, and Tim. I appreciate all you do for the Blue Valley students and staff, and for being a part of this podcast.
Thank you for listening to BV Unmuted, the official podcast of Blue Valley Schools.